bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the second chapter of 1 Peter. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Ministers don't generally get much applause for preaching a sermon twice. Pastor George Dougherty may be the exception to that rule. Dougherty came to the United States as an immigrant from Scotland. As a new citizen, he learned the Pledge of Allegiance from a 7-year-old son. One nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Pastor Dougherty thought something was missing. He thought there ought to be some kind of mention about the country's reliance upon God. Dougherty felt so strongly in 1952 he preached a sermon saying exactly that. Nothing happened. Then on February 7, 1954, Pastor Dougherty was told President Eisenhower was going to be worshiping in his church. Dougherty re-preached that 1952 sermon. Eisenhower got moving, Congress got moving, and the next Flag Day the President signed a new law adding the words, "Under God," to the U.S. Pledge. The reason I share that story is this last U.S. Thanksgiving Day, at the age of 97, Pastor Dougherty died. Most sincerely, I pray his idea of a country connected with God never passes away. Yes, ours may not always be a Christian nation, but by God's grace it can strive to be a nation where Christians point to the Savior with their lives, in their words, and by their conduct. As we go into a new year, it is right for those of us who acknowledge God's grace to pledge our resolve to acknowledge our Lord who sent his Son to save us. We pray. Dear Lord, although many may not recognize your hand and handiwork in our lives, we acknowledge all we have, all we are, is a gift from your generous hand. In this year filled with unknowns, let me give thanks for that hand. In Jesus' name, amen.